Hello everyone. So now what I'm going to talk is my personal analysis about how the influencer world is changing and how our influencers are actually changing. In fact, the word influencer is being newly introduced into the world, into the social world most importantly. So let's understand this very nicely. First of all, I want to ensure that you know what is an influencer. So an influencer is a person who can drive or motivate your thoughts by his words. His words, his expressions, or his sayings can influence your decisions. That's what an influencer is. An influencer influences. For example, your parents are your influencers. They influence your thoughts, your decisions. Your teachers are your influencers because they are making your thoughts move in a particular direction. They are giving you that guidance. But we are now talking about big influencers, the massive influencers who have the potential to influence thousands and even lakhs of people. And that's what the scale is today in the social media presence. First of all, so we can say that the word influencer is pretty new for us, because before influencers, there were celebrities who were actually influencing our thoughts. Let's check out the old television. On the television, you can always see advertisers, and in these advertisers, they showcase these models who actually tell you to buy that product by showing that how happy they are by using it. Be it any celebrity convincing you to buy a particular product. So that's what was going on in the TV era, in the era where the television was running. But this is what changing currently. Let me explain you. Previously, these celebrities used to maybe advertise for different types of brands. Maybe that's a washing machine, maybe that's a cell phone that maybe you are using currently and listening to me. So these influencers, even though with zero knowledge about that particular field, were actually influencing you. If you are not able to get what I am saying, let me explain you. For example, these celebrities were mostly actors who may or may not be having education related to the cell phone industry or the washing machine industry. So rather than being experts of the field, they were simple influencers whom you actually loved, and hence you followed what they did and you then bought the washing machine. This is what happened, or this is what happened with your cell phone. But the problem here was that these influencers or celebrities had zero background knowledge about how the phone works or how the washing machine works. What is its capacity? What is its capability? How much time would it take to wash the clothes? They had zero knowledge about it. But then too, simply because they were famous, they were actually driving your thoughts. That's how influencers were working previously. And this same thing gave these actors or celebrities that celebrity touch because they were showcased on the television. Everybody thought that they should take pride in saying that you know that person because you wanted to be associated with somebody famous, and that's how celebrities grow. That's the human psychology behind it. So now, since the game is changing, there are influencers in each and every of those fields. If you simply search on YouTube and check out the unboxing of a particular phone, you will get some influencers who are actually giving right opinions, right suggestions, and they know the stuff about what they are talking, and they know that this stuff is right or wrong. So these guys are actual influencers because they can potentially drive your thoughts, and you will trust them because you know that this guy knows everything about cell phones. So that's how influencers are changing. Nowadays, brands are understanding that the influencer thing needs to change in this same way. That's the reason brands have now started to rather hire these influencers in a particular industry for their particular work. For example, many brands like Vivo and Oppo are currently using cell phone influencers and their reviews for the advertising of their brand. For example, if an influencer in the cell phone industry gave a review about a particular product of Vivo or a particular phone of Vivo, and if that review is good, then these guys, Vivo and Oppo, are actually taking that clips of that review and they are promoting it, because now the value for the word of that particular influencer or that cell phone influencer is really, really high, because people know that this guy knows everything and people actually trust him. And that's what brands want. Brands want that the people whom they are showcasing should have a very nice trust and mutual connection with the listener, and that's how they are going to get the sales. And this is how the overall picture of influencer marketing is going to change. These celebrities will no longer stay active in other industries. Maybe they will get a chance in the fashion industry because they are in the fashion industry and they are the experts out there. But in the industries like a cell phone or a washing machine, these guys are not going to able to get a chance to stay. People are slowly and steadily understanding that who is right and whose opinions matter in which particular field. So if you are a marketer, if you are an influencer, then make sure that you have a very loyal audience. And if you want to get an influencer for your brand, make sure that the influencer has some knowledge about your particular brand, and that's how you're going to grow. These are very short marketing strategies given by me, and I'm not going to stop anywhere soon. We are going to give loads of content on specific niches which were never talked about. We are going to cover areas which were never discussed, and we are going to throw insights at you in those particular areas. If you want to share your learnings, you are free to do so. You are free to come to us and share your learnings with us. Even we can have a collaboration, we can have discussions on this same particular platform, and let's talk about it in the next session. Till then, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, link is given. Also make sure to subscribe to our podcast, save it in your favorites, so that we stay connected and share knowledge continuously. Thank you.